The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It has been 15 months since RFK Jr. announced his bid for the presidency, but is it possible that it is about to come to an end? A video of RFK Jr. was leaked showing him talking to Donald Trump, and it is really interesting. Check it out.
And it doesn't have an impact, right? But you and I talked about that a long time ago. I would love you to do something. And I think it would be so good for you and so big for you. And we're going to win. We're way ahead of the guy. And, he's interesting. It was very nice, actually. He called me.
So this video is not proof that RFK Jr. is going to be joining Trump's team, but I'm sure that both Biden and Trump have been talking to RFK Jr. repeatedly about trying to get them, to get him to endorse them. Because at this point, and I'm going to show you a little bit later, if he does that, the race essentially is over because he's commanding about 9% of the polling. And, if that gets split, obviously not all of it's going to go one way, but the race is close enough where that could determine the race. So if you're RFK Jr. at this point, you've lost. I mean, for those out there who like RFK Jr., I think there are some positives and negatives to him, but that he's lost at this point. I mean, his support hasn't increased since the last year. It's been sitting at around 10 or 9%. In fact, it's kind of at an all-time low for 2024. And so it's just not moving at this point. If you're him, you're going to lose. So for that reason, the only kind of last thing that he could do this year that would make any difference in American politics is choosing between Biden and Trump. And again, like I just said, it could make all the difference. He could be the person that decides the election because 9% of the vote is no slouch. I mean, that's not nothing. It's not enough to win the presidency, but it's a massive endorsement. And there's going to be plenty of people out there who don't listen to his endorsement. But I think that, 1%, 2%, even 3% of that, of that overall in America would listen to that endorsement. And again, the polls are within 2 or 3% at this point, so that would make the difference. Just hours before the RNC, by the way, pointing a little bit more evidence towards him leaning towards Trump, RFK Jr. met with Donald Trump the day of the RNC, right before the RNC officially nominated Donald Trump as the Republican nominee. Kennedy met with him. And this is according to a spokesman Stephanie Spear for the Kennedy campaign. She said, quote, and this is according to the New York Times, by the way, she said, quote, "Yes, Mr. Kennedy met with President Trump today to discuss national unity, and he hopes to meet with the leaders of the Democratic Party as well." So here's my opinion on this. We know that he met with Donald Trump. We know he's going to meet with Biden from this quote. I think that he is essentially looking to see where he can fit into both these people. I think there's two things that he wants to do. One, I think he wants to determine the election and to go down in history as the person that determined the election, which makes me think that he's going to choose Donald Trump because that's a little more sure at this point. If he chooses Biden, there's honestly still a chance Biden loses. Maybe not, but obviously Donald Trump has the leg up, which I'll talk about a little bit more later. The other thing, though, is that he wants power and he wants to stay relevant in politics. And so the question is, where would he fit into the campaign? Biden, if you look at Biden's side, there's a few places that RFK Jr. could fit in, but Biden has a lot of his people in place already because he was already president. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has a lot of openings. He especially has an opening for the Environment Protection Agency, which RFK Jr. has repeatedly talked about really being passionate about. And so in my opinion, I think that when the time comes, the moment of national unity is going to be Kennedy teaming up with Trump and him being able to kind of be Trump's appeal to climate people, where Kennedy's not going to do anything crazy like the Green New Deal, but bring a little bit of, again, conservatives aren't going to get turned off by this, but they don't care. Kennedy's going to be talking about some environmental things that the Trump administration could potentially do. And I think a lot of people that do care about that, who are independents, are going to follow Kennedy to Trump's side. If RFK Jr. joins Donald Trump, Donald Trump is headed for a blowout victory. And I want to show you why. I'm going to show you some polls because the numbers are crazy. I'll show you where we're at right now, but then I'm going to show you out where we would be if RFK Jr. And again, this is a very conservative estimate, by the way. It could go even more blowouty. I don't even know if that's a word, blowouty, for Donald Trump. But I'm going to show you with RFK Jr. and without. So let's show you really quick the general election. Again, this is for the popular vote. If you look right here, Donald Trump, as of today, is up 2%, which is really bad for Joe Biden. If you look, you can see on this graph that there's a moment, Donald Trump has been winning this whole time, but there's a moment when they intersect. That moment is just around the debate. So Biden was actually gaining ground, most likely because of the conviction, though we're not exactly sure. As soon as that debate happens, it is very clear that people want absolutely nothing to do with Joe Biden, and Trump jumps up to this 2%. Kennedy, you can see, is staying at 9%. And I've talked about it for a long time. It's no secret that Republicans can easily win this election without the general vote, without the popular vote. So Donald Trump being up on the popular vote is absolutely fantastic for Republicans. If Kennedy has about 9% of the vote, let's just assume that 1% more goes towards Donald Trump if he endorsed Donald Trump. I'm not saying that RFK Jr. is going to endorse Donald Trump and all 9% of those people are going towards Donald Trump. It's just not going to happen. But say even 1% of the population goes more for Donald Trump, we now see Donald Trump up 3%, which is absolutely staggering, because I've said for a long time, if you look at kind of the way the past elections have shaped out in 2020 and 2016, Joe Biden is probably going to need at least 3% more of the popular vote than Donald Trump in order to win. So if that happened with RFK Jr., it would be the inverse, and Biden would be 6% down from where he needs to be. So that's the general election, which, by the way, doesn't really matter because the Electoral College is how our country works. I want to show you now Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. And the reason why I want to focus on those three swing states, and again, you got to see these numbers because they're just crazy. The reason why I want to show you these three and not the other ones is because Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, which are kind of the other really big swing states, have gotten away from Biden completely. The polling at this point is consistent enough to show that Trump is going to take those unless something crazy happens, which, as we'll talk about at the end, something could always happen for sure, but are unlikely at this point. Polymarket gives Trump a 78% chance of winning Nevada, 77% chance in Georgia, and 76% in Arizona. So that's the reason why I'm not going to talk about those, because as far as even the Biden administration, a lot of top Democrats have come out and said that those states are gone. However, in order for Trump to win, he needs those three and either Michigan, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin. So I want to show you the numbers for those three, because again, if he just wins one of those, he wins the presidency. We'll look at Wisconsin first. This is what Wisconsin looks like as of today. Closer than the general election, Trump is up by 1.3%, Kennedy is at 7.4%. Again, if just 1% go up, you're looking at a 2.3% lead for Trump. That's looking really good for him in Wisconsin. Next up, I want to show you Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, things have really taken off for Trump after the debate. Again, Pennsylvania was one that I really thought, Biden could pick up more than most of them. At this point, Trump is already up 2.6. Kennedy also has a little bit more favored than in other states here. So if he were to endorse Donald Trump, it would be disastrous for Joe Biden. Again, just being conservative, let's say, 5% or 4.5% go to Trump from Kennedy and 3.5% go to Biden. Trump is up 3.6. Those are huge numbers. And again, it could be more than that. If Kennedy goes, maybe, you know, 80% of his supporters go for Trump. But I mean, I would have to guess it's at least 60% of Kennedy's voters would go towards Trump if he's the one that endorses him. And then, of course, we have Michigan. This is the closest one, as far as I'm aware, where Trump is up by less than a percent. But Kennedy has the highest favorability here. So this could be huge for Donald Trump. Could definitely bring him over the edge in Michigan. However, if Trump wins two or even three of those states, which again, he's winning in them right now, it would be a blowout. It would be massive for Trump. He would win most of the swing states. It would be a massive Republican victory. However, there are two more states. All of a sudden, this is like in the last week or two because of the debate and because of RFK Jr. as well, that would make this so, it would be such a big blowout. And those states are Virginia and Minnesota. I want to show you Virginia first. This is what Virginia looks like. Right now, Biden is only up 2.6% on Donald Trump. Again, Virginia and Minnesota aren't even seen as swing states. They're not even in play. We're not even thinking about them. I said that that Donald Trump has to win Wisconsin, Michigan, or Pennsylvania, but none of those three matter if he wins Virginia. It's over. It is over if he wins Virginia. It's over if he wins Wisconsin. What you're seeing here is 2.6 only. So without RFK Jr., you're quite close. It's a bit of a toss-up. Kennedy is quite favored. He's got 9.4% in this. If he endorsed Donald Trump, it might be enough to swing Virginia over to Donald Trump, which would be disastrous for Biden. It would end the campaign. And then, of course, Minnesota is just as disastrous for Joe Biden. He's only up 1.2%. If you're Donald Trump right now, regardless of what goes on with RFK Jr., you are targeting Minnesota like crazy because, like I just said, the other swing states are irrelevant if he wins Minnesota. It's over. It is completely over. It is a blowout. And again, Kennedy has 8.3% of the vote here, as you can see here. So, you know, if he endorses Donald Trump, that's enough to make it a dead heat, most likely. Now, to be clear, anything could happen between now and November. I've been saying that for a long time. If you had asked me, for instance, a month ago, what was going to happen with Joe Biden when he got up on the debate stage, I would have said they're going to shoot him up with their special potion. They're going to shoot him up. He's going to do fine. He's not going to be good. He's going to lie a lot. Donald Trump will beat him. You know, if you're being honest with yourself, Donald Trump will beat him, but leftists won't see it. No one's going to change their mind. In other words, leftists are going to watch Joe Biden. They're going to say he won. People on the right are going to watch Donald Trump. They're going to say he won. Nothing's really going to change. It's going to be fine. I never would have guessed that he floundered as bad as he did and looked as bad as he did. And he continues to look bad, by the way. I have more videos coming out from some recent interviews. Stay tuned for those. They're absolutely crazy. Again, I would not have guessed that something like that happened. If you had told me a month ago that Donald Trump would be shot, I would have been shocked. I wouldn't have been surprised. You can't be surprised because this is what happens when Democrats lie and say it'll be the end of democracy and call him Hitler. So it's not surprising. But it is shocking because it is always shocking to see a former president shot in the face. It just is. Doesn't matter how high the tensions are. It's just shocking to see that, especially in this day and age. So with those things happening just in the past 20 days, who can say what's going to happen in the next 120 days? So we can't, you know, say the election's over, but as it stands today, this is what it looks like. If Republicans keep fighting like heck and being there at each precinct when the votes are counted, it's going to be a Republican victory. But as it stands today, Trump, you know, if he gets RFK Jr. on his side, if he rallies behind him, it will be a Reagan-style blowout. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.